Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Martin and the scripting guy Ed Wilson are back for today's show as they discuss PowerShell Saturday events. Tune in as they chat about what topics will be covered, how you can register, as well as how you can start one in your own area. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft here in my Tampa studio. And with me, I have the monthly episode with Ed Wilson, senior programming writer for PowerShell here at Microsoft. How you doing, Ed?
Doing great, Blaine.
Good. So we've got a great topic for this month's episode. We're talking about PowerShell Saturdays, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you kind of going like, you know, you got the SQL Saturdays, you got the .NET, you know, code camps. We got those IT pro community camps going on. So now you're doing the PowerShell Saturdays. Those are pretty popular. I know you did one in Charlotte. I saw the announcement on it. Really sorry that I missed it. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about it?
Well, yeah. Actually, the Charlotte PowerShell Saturday happened on September the 15th. And interestingly enough, my birthday is on September the 14th. And so we had the speaker's dinner at my house, which was on the Friday night before. And then we also had a bunch of other people who came in from out of town. So we had like, you know, 25 or 30 people at the scripting house for my birthday. And, you know, we didn't tell people that it was my birthday because, you know, I didn't like want to bring presents and all that stuff, you know. Some people did anyway.
Very cool. And,
they found out about it. And so then we had a scripting slumber party that night. A lot of people slept over. And there was no alcohol involved, by the way. So it wasn't that kind of sleepover. It was pre-planned. And then Saturday, we had PowerShell Saturday. That event sold out. There was like more than 225 tickets. They all like disappeared. And we had three different tracks. So we had a beginner track, an advanced track, and what we called an applied PowerShell track. Now, the applied track, we had stuff like Active Directory, SharePoint, you know, all of the different things which are like really technology specific. I did a presentation on the applied track, which was using Windows PowerShell 3 to manage the remote Windows 8 desktop. And so that's kind of like an applied thing. Yeah, everybody wouldn't be doing that or wouldn't be interested in that, but although the room when I was presenting was like completely full, standing room only, that kind of thing. But yeah, it was a great event.
Excellent. Yeah, I know the PowerShell is a popular event at our IT camps for the community. That's usually get a room packed full of people. So, you know, guys like Chad Miller and Max Trinidad. So great. You know, you can go to www.powershellsaturday.com, right, Ed?
Yes, that's correct. So this was our second one. We have a third PowerShell Saturday coming up in Atlanta on October the 27th. And I have every reason to expect that event is going to sell out as well. So the first one was in Columbus, Ohio. That one sold out in 13 days. The one in Charlotte took a little bit longer to sell out. But there again, you know, we had, you know, twice as many people too. And then for Atlanta, the Atlanta office is obviously smaller. Well, not obviously, but it is smaller than the Microsoft campus in Charlotte. And so, you know, Charlotte, we had two buildings. And in Atlanta, we have like, you know, one office and, you know, like the 15th floor or something in Alpharetta. So it'll be a smaller venue. I think that, I don't know the exact capacity, but it's going to be limited to probably around 120 people. So you're going to want to get registered for that. And there's going to be a number of really, really good sessions. I'm going to be there doing a couple of sessions. Brian Wilhout, who is from the Charlotte PowerShell User Group, he did a beginner session in Charlotte that had more than 100 people there in the room, got rave reviews. So he's going to be presenting again in Atlanta. We had Jeremy Engel, who did an advanced presentation, and that one I just, you know, heard like remarkable stuff. He is comes to the Charlotte PowerShell user group, but he actually doesn't live anywhere near Charlotte. So, yeah, he's like an expatriate kind of Charlotte member until we can get one started where he lives. And he'll be presenting. I don't know everybody else is going to be talking. Mark Scheel, who is the president of the Atlanta PowerShell user group, is actually running this. So that's the neat thing about this. These are community events. And so anybody that wants to start one. So, we've gotten emails from people in Illinois and in Michigan and New York. There's probably not a hard S in the state of Illinois, but anyway, So, but we get people like coming in, emailing from all over about wanting to start one. And all you need to do is just, work with Mark, get it listed on the PowerShellSaturday.com website. You can send some emails to the scripting wife, and she'll help you because she's set up, been actively involved in the Columbus one and the Charlotte one, and she's helped like start like five or six different PowerShell user groups. So she's really active in the community. Matter of fact, I think she's going to be working with Don Jones as Jason Helmick and Kurt Monroe just started, I think, PowerShellCommunity.org or something. I'm not sure exactly, or PowerShellCommunity.com or something. I don't know, but I know that Sharice is going to be working with them as far as a local focus point for PowerShell activities and stuff. So she's real involved. She'll be really glad to help help people get it set up. We're going to be doing a kind of a debrief here later on this week and writing up like kind of lessons learned and stuff. But it's not going to be exactly like a traditional lessons learned. Rather, instead, what we're going to be doing is creating a checkoff list that we would be able to provide to somebody that wanted to start their own PowerShell Saturday.
That's very, very cool. It sounds like Teresa's about ready to get nominated and earn her MVP status at Microsoft.
Actually, she has. Somebody sent her the paperwork, but it's interesting. She's really good at doing paperwork for other people. Interestingly enough, this morning I said, Teresa, you need to get your MVP papers put in. Actually, she wandered in. So the scripting wife wandered in. She's waving hi to you right now, Blaine. This very instant. And
Max.
Cool. He just waved back at you. So it's PowerShell.org is the group that that Don Jones and Kurt Monroe and Jason Helmick and all of them are working on. And they're actually advertising their PowerShell Summit out in Redmond. But that we can talk about that a little bit later.
Excellent, excellent. Well, and how you doing, Teresa?
How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Blaine.
She says she's doing wonderful. Thank you, Blaine.
Looks like you're doing great, great work there. I know we're doing these on the East Coast, Charlotte, Atlanta. What are our plans to branch out this thing to the U.S., Hawaii, Puerto Rico?
Well, see, that's the neat thing about PowerShell Saturday, because PowerShell Saturday is a community event. And so my schedule is like really, really tight. And so, while I really enjoy doing these things, and if they do have a PowerShell Saturday in Hawaii, I promise I'll make every effort to attend. I can't, don't wait on me, don't wait on Teresa, because there's no guarantee that we're going to be able to be there. And I don't want to be the bottleneck. I can see a day in which, there could be a PowerShell Saturday in Pittsburgh and a PowerShell Saturday in St. Louis and one in San Diego, all three on the same day. And of course I'll try to go to San Diego, but especially if it's winter.
there are opportunities for sponsorships as well out there, and that's a way in which you can get funds to have these community events and pay for the food and all that stuff. You mentioned that it's sold out. Are these events free, or is there a charge for these?
We charge a nominal $10 fee, and we took that cue from SQL Saturday. Teresa and I've done a lot of work with SQL Saturday over the last couple of years. And just because we're doing PowerShell Saturday does not mean that we won't do any more SQL Saturday. So please, you know, we're not in competition with SQL, you know, so it's not PowerShell versus SQL here. We did take that cue. Now the $10 helps to defray some of the cost of food. But you know, more than that, you know, it helps to reduce no-shows. Yeah, you know, so yeah, it's just like, okay, so you paid for this, it's $10. Obviously that's not a huge amount. Certainly that wouldn't cover, you know, if we weren't getting so many volunteers from the community. Yeah, you know, so we had lots of people that drove in from 60 to 100 miles away to speak. Yeah, and they're not being reimbursed for that, even though, you know, gasoline is pretty expensive in the U.S. Not as expensive as in Europe, but, you know, it is a cost and stuff. But they're donating their time, their energy, and their efforts to this. So and they're doing it as volunteers. And so there is the volunteer aspect. And the $10 is just to try to realize that we're restricted in each of these offices by the fire marshal fire code. You know, so we can only have, like in the NPR room in Charlotte, like 140 people. So that's why we had multiple buildings. It's not fair if, you know, 100 people sign up and then they don't show up. And so we're having to turn other people away. And so that's the reason for the small cost. I mean, yeah, I have heard of other Saturday type of events that were charging as much as $25. We don't need that much. You know, we're just wanting to help to ensure, you know, that people that sign up are going to attend, and $10 is enough to try to do that. Also, we don't want cost to be a barrier, you know, for people.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, we've talked about that model for the IT Pro Community Camps, and we're still kicking that around. Thank goodness for our sponsors, you know, like Dell and Microsoft and others, to be able to provide, you know, that. But we do, you know, we have our challenges with no-shows as well, so some of the logistic issues, right? But with that, you know, this is exciting stuff, Ed. You know, the PowerShell Saturdays, you can go, by the way, www.powershellsaturday.com for information. And we got one in Atlanta, October 27th. I'd like to get Tommy Patterson to help you out with that. He's in Atlanta. He's one of the IT Pro evangelists there.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
So I'll spread the word. I'll post it out on our blog. And you too, you viewers out there, if you're in love with PowerShell and you have a soft part of your heart for the scripting guy and scripting wife, Ed and Teresa, then by all means go out and seek out those PowerShell Saturdays in your area, or send Ed a note and see if you want to get one started in your area. But with that, what do you want to close with, Ed?
Well, I would just say, you know, that one of the really, really strong things about PowerShell is the community. And it's really, really cool to see people who are stepping up, that are devoting their time and their energy to making these things happen. You know, like I said, I don't want to be the bottleneck, but not only is it not a bottleneck issue, it's just a capacity issue. I don't have the time to set up and organize all of these things. And so I do want to give a shout out to the president of the PowerShell user group in Charlotte, who sponsored this, Jim Christopher, who is a PowerShell MVP. He stepped up to the plate and did an awesome job organizing it. Brian Wilhide, who is a member of the Charlotte user group, he stepped up to the plate and did all kinds of stuff. One of the things he did was actually organize all of the Microsoft people who were attending, you know, and assign them like time slots, you know, to like guard the doors and stuff, you know, because we can't just leave the doors in the Charlotte office, you know, we can't just like leave those open. So we had to have somebody manning the doors to let people come in and out, or actually I should say peopling the doors, because we did have you know, female Microsoft employees that were there as well. And Brian coordinated all that. He did a great job. He wound up cooking, manning the grill at the scripting party that we had the night before. And so, you know, all of these things, you know, rely upon the community to happen. And that's what's so neat about PowerShell, is that it does really have this grassroots community flavor that's a very strong part of it.
That's fantastic. So with that, Ed, thanks for being on this monthly episode of IT Time Radio, a TechNet Radio spot. With that, make sure you go and check out PowerShellSaturdays.com. And Ed, it's always a pleasure. You all know Ed, the scripting guy, right? He's also a senior programming writer for PowerShell books. You did a PowerShell 3.0 book, right?
Yes, PowerShell 3, step by step. You can order it right now from Amazon. It'll be there, definitely be there for a stocking stuffer. Makes a great stocking stuffer, by the way. I think it'll be a really good Halloween present. You should hand it out to, drop it in all the little bags for all the people that come around, you know, doing trick or treat.
Yes, absolutely. And that is by sure and for sure a treat, not a trick. So with that, thanks, Ed, for being on the show.
Thank you, Blaine.
You bet, bud. And with that, it's a wrap.